Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
And it is a happy Friday. It's Friday, man. I'm in a good mood on a Friday. I don't know why. It's just Friday, I guess. There's nothing better. It is a great day. Friday's a great day. Love Friday. I wish every day was Friday. Man, Friday, the movie was great. Everything Friday's good. I love Friday. Friday's the best. Something about Friday, even the name Friday. There's something about it. I'm in. So, I come to you, and today, as we usher in the weekend, I want to do a little something called Real Talk, okay? Honest, real talk. We're going to put our agendas aside, all right? We're going to take off our fan hat, put it down. We're going to take our agenda hat, put it down. We're going to take off all of it. We're just going to be real. Keeping it 100. You got to be up to it. I try to do this every day. All right? I need you guys to keep it 100 today. No matter how you feel. And we're going to do the real talk on all the four teams. So, for example, let's start with Phillies. Because this is what I've heard over the last few days, especially after the Mets debacle, right? Losing the doubleheader. Phillies stink. It's the same old Phillies. All that talk, you were so excited. They stink. All right, real talk.
Okay.
They're not a World Series team. And I didn't think they were a World Series team. Now, I did think they were a team that could win 85 games. And I still think they can win 85 games. Now, there are things that I worry about, right? There are things. We look at that, Chuck. I love the Chuck. Chuck rules. There are things that I look at and I go, I worry, right? So I worry about Nola. I worry about FFF Flynn. I worry about center field. But the hitting, and I hear a lot of grousing with the hitting, it's 2 weeks into the season. It's April. That stuff is, it comes and goes, and it certainly comes in the warmer weather when it's, as Charlie Manuel would say lovingly, it's hitting season. And that's a real thing, hitting season. So I think we go a little overboard with, oh, they stink. They don't stink. They're a good team. Now, are they a great team? No. Are they the Dodgers? No. Are they the Mets? No. Are they the Braves? Well, they got a better record than the Braves, right? Because the Braves have slogged off to a bad start. But the Braves are still a good team. So my only point to you with the Phillies is, yeah, this is probably, if I'm going to go back into history and compare seasons, I would think it's 06, right? They made the playoffs in 07. They missed the playoffs in 06, but were better. And they had a run, and they fell to the Astros in a key September series. And that's what hurt their chances. So I think it's kind of akin to 06. Probably not a playoff team. We'll see. But they're going in the right direction. The arrow's up. You got to give Dombrowski a little time to build the thing. So I can't go same old Phillies. I can't grouse. I can't be miserable this early in the Philly season. That's just real talk, right? I just give you the real talk. You know, I think you guys can see that they're good. They're not great. They're not trash, right? I think that's where they're at. Sixers, and we'll talk more about them, but and this stems off of last night. Because I was having a conversation about real talk about the Sixers, and it happened during yesterday. Because it was a weird day yesterday. There's a lot of people that viewed last night's game as though it was a preview for the playoffs. And that's mind-boggling to me. There's nothing that you can glean off of Wednesday night and that game against the Nets and look toward the playoffs. There's no plug and play. Well, if Durant's there and Harden's there and you're going to add, 62 points between them and blah, blah, blah. It's a faulty line of thinking. And I would think that you guys are beyond that. That's the old line of thinking that, well, and I used to hear it all the time, like college football. Well, so-and-so beat so-and-so, and so-and-so lost to so-and-so, so so-and-so is going to beat so-and-so. Not necessarily. The games don't mean anything. You can't really correlate matchups and everything when you don't have certain guys in a lineup. And I'm going to read you something about the Brooklyn Nets that I saw, and I think it's germane to the conversation. And this is not to say, because we fight, and I know I go overboard with stuff. Listen, to make it fun, I go overboard. And that's part of my personality. So I understand my own limitations. But here's the deal. When I rip the Nets and trash the Nets because I hate the Nets, it doesn't mean I don't respect that those three players are great players, because they are great players. But real talk, you got to play defense in the NBA. And all you stat guys, I was going to say stat whores, all you stat guys that look at box scores and want to go, well, let me tell you something. Let me enlighten you. You're not going to enlighten us by reading box scores in the regular season. Because rule one, the NBA regular season has nothing to do. It's barely related to the NBA playoffs. So look at that. That's real talk. Sixers have as good a chance as the Brooklyn Nets to get out of the East. I'm not saying they will, but they have as good a chance. We had a caller yesterday called up, and I apologize for, nitwit might have slipped out, and I apologize. But when he hits me with, at the end of the conversation, Brooklyn in six, I go, well, okay, that's not unreasonable. Brooklyn could win in six. And so could the Sixers. It's not a, Sixers sweep or Brooklyn. It's going to be a good series. I think that's real talk. Real talk, Eagles. The win totals are out. The Eagles' win total is 7.
What?
7. That's right, Andrew. 7. And I if I had any money, I would bet it all on the under. And I don't want to bet against my team, but it's an opportunity to send my kids to college. Okay? Every once in a while, there's an economic chance, like, smiles at you. Like, John Kincaid is an economic genius. He's a money man, John. And even John agreed, because, when I sell my TV show for a lot of money, I'm going to make John handle my money. And I said, John, listen, can I take a chunk of that money and bet the under Eagles 7? And he said, yes, that's a wise decision. That's not a gamble. It's not a bet. It's a wise financial move. Because 7, that number is all about reputation. That number isn't Vegas is telling you something. No, no, no. They're going to be bad. And I need you to put your fan hat down and everything else and be prepared for it. And if you don't think so, then I need you to tell me why. Okay? No. There's no shearing of the fur. All right? I just want you to tell me you believe that they're over, that they're in over 7, you got to let me know. And I'm going to read you a quote that you're not going to like. I'm warning you now, and it's a quote from an analyst.
Uh-oh.
All right? And it has to do with Jalen Hurts. And I don't want to hurt Hurts' feeling because I like Jalen, but if you, I got to pass along. I have to. It happened earlier in the week, and I've suppressed it. But the Eagles' win total is 7. We need to discuss that. That's real talk. And then finally, the Flyers. I don't know how they won. They won. They're probably the most maddening team that nobody cares about. And if you want to talk about them, I would love to. That's real talk. And if you don't, that says even more. That's even more real talk. And now I go to the man of real talk, the Chunis. Good morning, Chunis.
Who, me? What's up, man?
We doing, cuz?
What's going on?
What's up? What is that?
Where would you like to begin with this real talk?
I just went through it.
Yeah,
begin
I know.
Where you want.
Anywhere? Should I just go start to finish, like where you were at?
You could do whatever you want. I listen,
real
is
talk.
This a dictatorship? No, it's not real talk. It's not a dictatorship. You do whatever you want.
Oh, I appreciate that. It's very noble of you. I'll go from beginning to end like you just did. Phillies, I'll be honest, I'm one of the guys that's getting kind of concerned. And I know it's only 12 games in the season. And I know literally earlier this week, on Monday, I was saying how we should break down the season by 10 games. And, you know, I was on my high horse about how we should kind of calm down a little bit. But I can't help but look at the strikeouts. Constant strikeouts. And I get the whole hitting season quote. I get it. Cincinnati Reds are scoring 10 runs a game. I watched the D-backs put up 10 yesterday. I'm watching teams not strike out, it seems like, 3 times in a row every
Corbin
other inning.
Sucks, but
yeah, he does.
Okay.
He does. Yeah, thanks a lot, Pete Corbin. It is concerning to me. And now I'm starting to see a little bit more of the glaring weaknesses. Obviously, center field is a big one. Hopefully, Moniak gives you something, right? That was the worst spot of the team, was center field.
Okay, so what did you, let's cut to the chase, go real talk. What were your expectations?
A competitive team.
Right. They don't stink. Are you afraid that they stink?
I don't think that they stink, but there's starting to be some more things. Like, I'll be honest, and I know he should be the least of my worries in terms of the other worries, but I brought this up the other day. McCutchen, I've never loved him as the leadoff hitter, and I didn't think he'd be a 162-game left fielder. I thought he'd play like 130 for you. There might be some nights where you just got to sit him because he's cold. He has not been hitting the ball well at all. And is he ever going to turn it around this year?
Okay, so I agree with you that Kutch is not a guy at this juncture
right.
that is going to carry you. But it's still 2 weeks.
But yeah.
To say he's cooked forever might be a little bit of an overreaction.
Well, I'm not saying he's cooked, but what I'm saying is what I've seen so far is not making me feel confident, right? So I always knew that the center field spot was going to be an issue with this team. I didn't know that all of a sudden we'd be going back to potential leadoff issues, which that we've seen.
You already knew he wasn't a leadoff hitter. We talked about this last year.
Right, remember 2019 when he was doing okay in the leadoff spot, then he gets hurt, and there was clearly nobody that could step in and fill that spot for the Phils. They had that issue. Then last year was a weird season. But I thought, all right, he's still going to be an on-base percentage guy. He looks lost at the plate.
Yeah, they don't have – I don't know. I agree with you in the sense that I don't think he's a leadoff hitter.
Right.
He's not, and they don't have one.
So what happens? Do you eventually get a leadoff hitter? And where are they playing? You know what I mean?
But it goes back to the outfield. They don't have – you got to give Dombrowski some time.
I know.
To build it. Like, that's not – you got to grin and bear it.
Right. But I went from thinking, all right, I got
– See, here's the problem.
Stud and Harper.
Is that you think they're a play – you thought all along they were a playoff.
Yeah, wild card team. Second wild card spot.
You said 84, 85, but you really meant 90.
No. I never meant 90.
You had higher.
My number was 85.
You blew it. You were. That was. Let me.
No, my number was 85.
I was thrilled
at the start of the season. Don't get me wrong. I may have looked on my FanDuel app about taking them for the division at one point after they went off
insane.
To a 5-1 start.
Your expectations were high. You try to give. See, here's the thing. You try to be rational, but you skew, bro.
No.
Yes.
No, I might walk out.
When you are talking Phillies.
Sue you for defamation.
You channel the bro with Phillies. You do. You channel the bro, especially when they're playing well. You become more bro than bro on the Phillies. The Phillies alone. That's the only team you do it with.
Oh, I love the Phillies. You know that.
I know.
They're my childhood team.
But you out-bro the bro when the Phillies are playing well.
I don't know about that.
You out-bro the bro.
I don't know about that.
He's in there now telling you how the Eagles are going to win 11 games.
But yeah, I'm a little disappointed by the start. And I'm concerned because this team strikes out a lot.
Listen, yeah,
this team strikes out a lot.
They struck out last year. You knew that.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, will hitting season start? I hope. But I see other teams hitting season start for teams in April.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they're not off to a rollicking start.
No, but real talk, and I brought up yesterday to you, Braves are playing like doo-doo to start the season.
Yeah.
And that's the team I thought
Braves
would run away with this division.
Is doo-doo.
It is. It really is. So I can't help but go, all right, well, with all the concerns I have, the growing concerns with this team, because it is growing. Now I'm worried about Andrew McCutchen. You know, obviously I was worried with 4-5 in the rotation, but now it looks a little worse than I thought it would be. You know, I can't help but get more concerned, but I do have to remind myself, all right, the Braves aren't playing well either. And a lot of people picked the Braves to go to the World Series, for crying out loud, somehow beating the Dodgers.
Well, I don't see that. But
so that's real talk with the Phils. Sixers, I'm still in the rocking chair. I'm riding.
Tough game tonight.
Yeah, you know, it is. And my biggest worry, of course, still is Ben. Is he going to be aggressive come playoff time? But I'm not letting that make me lose sleep, because I feel like I wouldn't have slept for 2 months had I still been on that same stance of wanting to move on from Ben and then trading for James Harden. You know, the trade didn't happen. Simmons is a Sixer. Simmons does still have all that talent that I see. I know there's one glaring weakness in his game, but I can't worry about it right now. I have to wait till game one of the playoffs. And I could freak out come game one of the playoffs. Maybe I'm at that calm phase right now where I could tip either way. But right now, I'm rocking chair ride the Sixers. They got the best player in the game with Joel Embiid.
Best player in the world right now.
Yeah.
All right. Real talk, Birds.
Under. I mean, now seven.
Like seven.
And I know there's an extra game, but
seven.
No, I can't see it. And they have a tough schedule. I know there's some games where the teams aren't that tough, but I have to keep on reminding people, keep on telling me, oh, look at the schedule. Look at the schedule. The Detroit Lions, the Eagles were the Lions last year. Right? The Eagles were the other teams that they're going to be facing that you keep on saying, look, this team stinks. So do the Eagles. I keep on reminding people and reminding myself, the Eagles only won two more games than the Jets last year.
Yep.
And we ripped, oh, the Jets are so bad, blah, blah, blah. The Eagles had two more wins.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, listen, this is a rebuild, and they're telling you to rebuild.
Yeah, and they're telling you they're not comfortable with Hurts either.
Well, that's the point.
All these rumors, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, moving up for Zach
Wilson.
We know it's
a rebuild. So rebuilding teams don't win more than seven. So it's not, and in fact, you know, to me, it's a one-year process. It's not the process of 5 years, but it's a one-year process. It's the Sixers process in a season. Next year, or this coming season, is the process. That's real talk. Flyers, Tunis.
Flyers, hey, congrats on the win yesterday. That's basically all I got for you. And, well, it'll just slow down the bleeding a little bit more. They've been a major disappointment. I'm bummed out. I don't want to fire the coach. I don't want to fire the GM.
What needs to happen? That's going to be the question.
Right,
real talk.
Exactly. I mean, for the people that are still out there saying, fire the coach, fire the GM, how many times have we fired the coach in the last decade? How many coaches have the Flyers had? Has that been the answer yet? No. How about we try to, you know, grow with one for once?
You have more socks over the last 10 years
yes.
than you've kept.
15 years.
Than the Flyers coaches. That's the weirdest thing. It's Friday. I want to talk to you. 610-632-0975. Real talk, all right? That's the theme of today. Agenda-free, fan-free, real talk.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Time for some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
A couple things. When I saw the over-under, that was the first thing that came over early this morning. And I thought, damn, that's an opportunity. I mean, quite frankly, yeah. I did.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You and I talked about it on the phone.
I was like, seven? Really? But here's the problem. I don't want to, like, I love them. Like, this is real talk, right? Real talk is I love the Eagles. I really do. I love them. Love them. In fact, I love them so much that they drive me insane, right? Like, this whole analytics thing's driving me batty, goofy. I'm obsessing over Alec Hallaby.
Right.
And I don't understand why, like, why you beseech the football people. I don't understand it.
Makes no sense.
It's driving me insane. And you wonder why your drafts blow. You got this kid making picks. The black ops. So now the over-under comes up at seven. You're already capped out. There's questions about your quarterback. There's questions about your whole team. Forget about Jalen. There's questions about your whole team. How are they not? I don't understand. And I don't want to be a hater. And I don't want to take glee in the fact that they're going to be under seven. What am I supposed to do?
You know, I think the main thing I do is probably work with Howie on football decisions.
I don't know what you do, man.
That's my nightmare. It's my nightmare come true.
You hear that guy and you go, what?
That's my nightmare come true. I'm not saying the guy's got his own. He's a real football guy. Or that he's got to have Baldy's finger. Like, you know, but come on. You can't have a guy that's running things that... I'm sorry. Again, I'm done.
I'm a football guy.
Go ahead, Tunis.
He's a heck of a football guy.
So I realized something today. 4 days from now is when MLB The Show's out. And, you know, I've been salivating about this for a while now. And I'm a loser when it comes to sports games. You and I have talked about this in the past. I don't like to play as the team. I'll pick the Phillies, but I always love redrafting because you and I have talked about this. We think we could do a better job sometimes.
Listen. I'll bet a kidney that I could beat Alec Hallaby in drafting.
I bet you could.
All right. I feel so confident. I'll go liver. Kidney, get a lung, whatever order you want to go.
But anyway, so and I agree with you. But I was thinking, so if there was a redraft in baseball now, like legit, everybody starts, or we have this conversation all the time, who would you take first overall? But with the way baseball's changed now, is there a clear number one pick anymore? Like, it's now, it's launch angles, right? Or it's starting pitchers throwing 100 miles per hour, but starting pitchers don't go seven innings anymore. Like, 20 years ago, if I said redraft, you probably would have gone with either, like, Barry Bonds or the top pitcher in the game, right? Is it anywhere, like, baseball's changed so much now. There are high-valued utility players.
Dude, it's a great question. It's a great question. I guess my answer would be, I do, like, first of all, if you're a pitcher who's got such an incredible arm.
DeGrom.
Right? Like, that's a number one, clear-cut number one.
But then Trout.
What do you mean, Trout?
Like, is Trout clear-cut number one? Or would you go pitcher? I just think the game's changed so much.
Well, the problem with Mike is Mike's the best player in the game.
Yes.
The problem is one player isn't going to make you win.
Right.
Because Mike hasn't won, right? Not his fault.
No.
Best player in the game. Best player in 50 years or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. How many years? And they can't win. But a pitcher, like if you get a great starting pitcher, you know, that's going to provide dominance one out of every, you know.
5 days, yeah.
You know, and like.
And game one of the playoff series.
Right.
Right.
So
it's just weird because a starting pitcher, great outings, 5 innings now.
Dude,
counts are up because the strikeout, you know, everybody's striking out, so.
I watch it every night, like, and I look at these box scores, and every night there's, like, guys are going five innings.
Yeah.
If a guy has 91 pitches after five, they get shut down.
He's done. So I was listening to, I think it was the Braves broadcast. The Braves were on MLB Network a few days ago, and you know how they pull the local feed, right? Yeah. So I'm watching the Atlanta broadcast, and they were talking about Ian Anderson. This wasn't yesterday's start where he got beat up, but his previous start. And he's pitching, and they're saying Ian Anderson doesn't have a pitch count this year. They have an innings limit. And not just 200 innings. They mean there's some sort of analytic approach where it's, hey, time off in between innings. And it used to just be, hey, you're at 80 pitches, you're still good to go. But if you're at 80 pitches, but the previous inning, your offense was up for 25 minutes, now your arm's been cold for 25 minutes. They were talking about that. The game has changed so much. And it's not just, hey, I need you to go 9 today.
See, the problem is that minutia is, it's meaningless. Come on.
I know it is.
Like inactivity for your arm sitting for 25 minutes. Like, listen, if it's a rain delay,
you're
in a rain delay, you're not going to bring your starting pitcher back after an hour and 15 minute rain delay.
Right. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is. It's too much.
It is too much.
And they probably, again.
It used to be, hey, Nola.
Dude, it goes back to what we talked about. That they're overanalyzing. They're putting too much stock into all data that isn't proven. And it's just for the sake of trying to reinvent the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. It's the same curse. Like we have this curse that we want to reinvent things. Some things can't be reinvented. Because the more you try to reinvent them, now they can evolve, but that's different. You can't reinvent the whole thing.
All right, man, just look at last year in the World Series. Kevin Cash pulls Blake Snell because, third time through the order.
It drives me nuts, dude.
He had a shutout through six innings. Oh, but third time through the order.
Right, so, and what that yields is Alec Halliby.
Yeah. That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Full circle of morning thoughts.
That's what it yields. It yields that guy who's running your franchise, who should be, you know, running a hedge fund. Really?
Yeah.
Alec Halliby should be either running a hedge fund or he should be in Silicon Valley. You know, and listen, I wish you lots of luck, Alec. I hope you make a zillion dollars. Right? I hope you develop, you know, some robotics company, right, that helps mankind. Stay away from my team.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.